Citing a 58% drop in third-quarter earnings, including falling profits from its Brazil voting machine business, Diebold said it's not economically feasible to invest in a new $100 million headquarters anytime soon. CEO Thomas Wodarski says his company will keep developing new technologies for Diebold clients.
So we're comfortable with where we are regarding our strategy and improved execution and security, and have renewed confidence in our ability to deliver growth.
The development was to happen on a 55-acre site just off of Interstate 77 in Greene. It's not certain yet what will become of the site or plans to extend a road to accommodate it. Valerie Wolford, a City of Greene spokeswoman, says Diebold informed Mayor Richard Norton of the project suspension.
Diebold executives were quick to reassure him that they intended to stay in Greene in their current headquarters and that they will invest some amount of money into the current facility to accommodate their near-term needs.
Diebold is Greene's biggest employer, with 1,800 workers on its payroll. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.